Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prescott in the gun, three receivers to the far side. Takes a snap, Saints bring five. Prescott throws this one. It's not even going to get to the end zone. It is intercepted, Marcus Williams, and the New Orleans Saints take this one from the Dallas Cowboys 12-10 on a phenomenal defensive performance.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
The New Orleans Saints survived despite leaving a lot of points on the field. And I guess you could say the same about the Dallas Cowboys offense, though they don't come away from the Superdome with a win. The call there on the Saints radio network, that clash on Sunday Night Football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. And we're pleased to welcome from Dallas now RJ Choppy, who's the co-host of Sean and RJ. In fact, starting his morning show in a few minutes here on our Dallas affiliate 105.3 The Fan. So what will you start with, RJ? What are you going to start with when you go on the air on your own morning show?
I think there's a Cowboy game we might
no,
kick
no.
things off with.
Okay, no, I meant, like, what about the Cowboy game stands out to you, jackass?
I think the big thing is, and then this is what everyone's been kind of going back and forth with on social media, is where was the offense for the last three games? It was 32 points a game, and here they come out and they run the football, they sputter, they don't do the same stuff offensively they were doing the first couple of weeks, which is, you know, go downfield, take some chances, be aggressive. They just didn't do any of that. You know, they kind of went back to the old, hey, let's bring back Scott Linehan and run his playbook kind of an offense, and I think that's the talking point that most people are looking at.
Why? As you're watching him, any idea why?
That's a great question. I almost threw a remote through the TV as I was watching this game.
That wouldn't help.
No, that wouldn't help at all. I don't know why. That's a great question. I don't know why. Now, maybe the defense was showing them, hey, you can run the ball here, but it seemed like the Saints really kind of had the Cowboys' hand when it came to, you know, them trying to run the football. They were getting stopped quite a bit. So I don't know why they did it. I really don't. It was frustrating to see. It could be something as simple as both these defenses have these offenses' number and they match up really, really well with them. And that may be something to it, too. Like, the receivers were blanketed. Amari Cooper, I think he was in the game. I mean, I know he was in the game physically, mentally. I don't know. I think he was there. I'm pretty sure. But he didn't have himself his best night, certainly, in the, 12 games he's been here.
It felt like to me that they were running into a brick wall trying to establish the ground game and that they almost kept thinking, we're going to break through. At some point, this isn't not going to work. It has to work, so we're just going to keep doing it. A little bit like banging your head against a brick wall. And so you certainly have to give credit to the New Orleans defense. And obviously the Dallas defense was tough and physical as well. But yeah, a little bit of a broken record feel to it by the time they got to the second half.
Nobody beats their head against a brick wall better than a Jason Garrett coach team. They'll continue to do exactly what they did in 1994. They'll revert back. And I think this was, this was the first chance this team had to play a tight game, to play a game where they had to have a possession that came away with points. It was the first game all year they played one of those. The Giants, it was an easy win. The Redskins, easy win. The Dolphins, they pulled away, easy win. This was the first game where they kind of had to go and they had to get the points. And, what happens when you get backed up against a wall? I mean, you kind of revert back to what you've always been. And that's what we saw last night. But the problem is, if the game didn't dictate that, they reverted back to what they've always been from the start, from the opening kickoff. And I think that's what's most frustrating. They didn't even give themselves a chance to see if their new age offense with Kellen Moore would even work.
RJ Choppy from our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan, getting close to his own morning show. Sure to be a delight. I'm sure everyone's going to be in such a great mood this morning. So you mentioned Kellen Moore and the offensive coordinator, and we've seen some of that creativity. When he is calling the plays and using different guys and kind of breaking out of this box, as you point to, the reversion, what is it supposed to look like? What should it look like?
Well, it should look like a normal offense in 2019. You know, it should look like
normal.
An offense that, it should look like an offense that, you know, is a pass-first offense.
Pat Mahomes, you want Pat Mahomes, the MVP?
I mean, look, you might as well try it, right? I mean, you might as well try to be that. You don't have to exactly emulate it, but you might as well try to be that. Just try to be a normal NFL offense. Pass first, run second, ask questions later.
So even though they just paid Ezekiel Elliott more money than any other run back, you want them to be pass first?
100%. Absolutely. Huh. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it's the only way to win in the NFL is to pass the ball. You can't win by running the ball anymore. You're gonna leave yourself in a lot of 12-10. That's a little extreme, but you're gonna leave yourself in games that are just one play here, one play there. You pass the ball, you win football games. That's what they did the first three games. That's what they need to do. I would love to see a normal NFL 2019 offense. We didn't see it, and that's the problem. We didn't see it last night. We didn't even get a chance to see it. That's what disappointing.
All right, I know there are a lot of people in Dallas, and you've mentioned it too, Jason Garrett, the offense, even though he's not necessarily in charge of the offense anymore.
Right.
What can Jason Garrett do to make you believe that he should continue to coach the Cowboys past the season?
Oh, I like Jason. I think Jason should continue to coach past the season. He has just done, like, the team has never once quit on him. And they've always played as hard as they possibly can for him. I think he's a good football coach. I don't think he's a great coach. I don't think he's an elite head coach, but I think he's a very good football coach. I mean, honestly, you win the division, you win, 11, 12 games, which is totally possible. I don't know how you fire that guy, but for the most part around here, people are thinking that if he doesn't make at least the NFC Championship game, that he's probably going to get run out of town. One thing to keep an eye on, obviously a lot of teams are going to start firing their coach here in the next couple of weeks, see if they can get a head start at Lincoln Riley, the whole Lincoln Riley craze. The Kellen Moore situation is going to come into play. If they really think that he is the next heir apparent, you know, do they let go of Jason just to promote him? Because Kellen's going to get opportunities in the offseason to be a head coach potentially. And do you really want this team with Jason without Kellen? You know, like that would be really reverting back to the old ways.
After a few games as an offensive coordinator, you think he's ready to go as a head coach?
Oh, I don't know that I think he's ready to go. I'm saying he's going to get a lot of opportunities.
Wowzers.
Jason had the same thing. I mean, in 2007, when the Cowboys went 13-3, it was his first year as an offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was getting, you know, head coach in Auburn, Ravens, Falcons were all interested in him in that time frame. I mean, people lose their minds. I mean, look at, if you even made a phone call to Sean McVay last year, you got a head coaching job. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past the NFL general managers and owners to look at Kellen Moore.
All right, RJ, so before I let you go, obviously the landscape in the NFC East has changed drastically, specifically with Washington and New York, and you reference coaches that may lose their jobs before the season's over. Jay Gruden definitely is a candidate for that. So how do you see that division now that very often is competitive because of all these rivalries?
Look, I'm bummed this morning because I had the Cowboys' magic number at 9 had they won last night, and if the Eagles had lost. If the Eagles lost last week, they would have been like a 9-game magic number already. The division is more competitive today than it was even 2 weeks ago when Eli Manning was quarterback. This division has all of a sudden shrunk. It's a 1-game lead over two teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants suddenly look unstoppable, and you know the Eagles are still a talented team. And regardless of the start they had. You know, this is a dogfight now, and despite the fact that the Washington Redskins might be the NFC's Miami Dolphins, you know, this is not going to be over in the middle of November anymore.
Maybe they'll try to poach Kellen Moore.
Maybe, but you know, that organization can't get out of their own way.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.